We are Quick C 98.3. It's Brian and Tricia. It is 8:47. This Ohio police officer responded to a home where a resident had to remove a raccoon that was found sleeping in the dishwasher.
How does a raccoon get in a dishwasher?
It broke in through the bathroom light, and then it ransacked the kitchen. So I'm not really sure how. I mean, I guess maybe they had left the dishwasher open. And because I do that sometimes if I'm waiting for the stuff to dry, I'll just pull the trays, whatever you call those, the shelves or racks out and let them dry. So maybe that's what these people did. But they said that it trashed the kitchen and took a well-deserved nap in the home's dishwasher where it was found. So this patrolman.
I bet it felt like that was like a tree.
Maybe. It was safe in there.
Yeah.
The patrolman is nicknamed the absurd animal call officer because it has responded to encounters with a kangaroo and a cow before this one. So they say the raccoon was safely removed without injury. Okay, so.
Wait, was the kangaroo and the cow one call?
No.
Was a kangaroo like going loose on a cow and punching it in a field somewhere?
No, I think it's been multiple calls.
Oh,
and he's
okay.
been the one, so he got called to the raccoon. So I do know of somebody who lives in E-Town who has had a problem with possums in their house.
Okay.
This is just strange to me, but she one time was in her getting ready to go to bed, and there was a possum in her bed.
Just in her bed?
In her bed.
Does she sleep with her windows open?
No.
Is the house really old?
They figured out how it was getting in. I don't know if it was through the fireplace.
Doggy door?
No, she didn't even have a doggy door. But there was a family of possums that had gotten into her house. And yeah, so in the bed, I would probably move out of the house. If there was a possum in my bed, like, no. So that's what this, when I saw this story about the raccoon and the dishwasher, I was like, oh, I wonder if that woman locally has found a possum in her dishwasher.
I will tell you, we both know, and this is no joke, I had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I would have another one if I crawled in my bed and there was a possum in there.
Like if you have a cat and you think, oh, it's the cat. No, that's a possum!
I accidentally sat on Patches one day. He was under a blanket that was sitting on the couch, and he's only 12 pounds, so he's just... And I sat down, and I barely... I didn't put my full weight on him, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And then he kind of yelped. I freaked out, and then I cried because I thought I hurt him.
Oh.
I can't imagine what emotions I would go through if a possum was in my bed. I would absolutely lose my mind.
You might need therapy after that.
Probably so.